AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. The House is voting on a $4.5 billion package tonight aimed at providing humanitarian care for children and families being held at the U.S.-Mexico border. Congressman Jim McGovern says Democrats want to improve conditions at detention facilities.
There's stronger requirements for care of unaccompanied minor children, tighten restrictions on influx shelters, accountability for contractors violating standards at influx shelters, funding for immigration court help desk program, ensuring access to translation services. I don't know how left or right or middle of the road to me. It just sounds like common sense.
Republicans, though, accuse Democrats of showboating, and they're demanding more money for border protection. The head of Customs and Border Protection resigned today, previously saying that he had been impacted by the deaths of children in his agency's care. California Congressman Duncan Hunter facing new allegations of misusing campaign funding. Prosecutors say that he was paying for flings with at least five women other than his wife. President Trump today presented the Medal of Honor to a living soldier for his bravery in saving lives in Iraq.
To protect his men and defend our nation, will you please join me in welcoming Staff Sergeant David Bellavia.
In Wisconsin, authorities say that six family members have died in a house fire in a rural area about 2 miles outside of Milwaukee. Scientists are warning that smoke from the massive wildfires out west is more than a nuisance. They warn of more deaths occurring among people exposed to soot-filled skies. They recommend constructing more shelters for smoke-free breathing. Today marks the 10th anniversary of Michael Jackson's death. Hundreds of fans visiting his grave in Glendale, California. This is AP Radio News. The Conference Board says consumer confidence took a dip this month over trade wars and tariffs.
The Consumer Confidence Index for June was the lowest since September of 2017. And the Conference Board, which is the business research group behind the numbers, says escalating tensions from trade fights and tariffs appears to be the problem. The index measures consumers' assessment of current economic conditions along with their expectations for the next 6 months. Both of those figures dropped this month. Lynn Franco, an economist with the Conference Board, said the U.S. has raised tariffs on $200 billion in Chinese imports in a year-long trade dispute. Shelley Antler, Washington.
President Trump will meet with China's leader later this week at the G20 summit in Japan. There are expectations they'll be trying to work out a trade compromise. There's a new press secretary at the White House, Stephanie Grisham, who served the First Lady's office. This is AP Radio News.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.